So instead of figuring out like this sort of time element of like, when are we going to work on this and how many hours are we going to spend on it and all that kind of stuff, we just figure out what actions we need to do in the business to move the needle and then just constantly focus on those actions.
This is an intro. Intro, intro, intro.
Hustle and Flowchart with your boy,
my boy,
Matt Wolf
and Joe Fair.
Hey!
We're live. We're recording. We're not live. What do we do? You're confusing people.
Oh, they're I always like, think they're right there with us right now, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing today, my man? Good to see you. I've seen you all day, and sorry, I just, nuxed you with my ring.
Yeah.
You want to do bloody knuckles?
Not really, no.
I have an advantage. Where's your ring, huh?
I don't wear mine as often anymore. Mine has a crack
Matt's
on
single
it.
Single now.
Well, no.
Whoa.
I'm gonna get a tattoo. We're gonna both go get tattoos.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sue's gonna put in the notes that you're single now, and Alana's gonna edit it and be like, "Oh, really? That's how she's gonna find out."
Right. That's totally how this is gonna play out. Joe's trying to sabotage my life.
And then just say JK from Joe.
JK from Joe.
In the notes as well. Thank you, Sue.
Yeah. No,
don't do that.
Anyway, we don't have a guest today. And we're going to be doing we're going to be doing this a lot more often. And before we get into this.
And this meaning you and I talking with each other, right?
Yes.
Sans guest.
Yeah. So, you know, we've obviously talked about this on several episodes now. And we're finally rolling into the frequency.
We're doing what we say we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yes. Yeah. Which is, we're going to, I don't know if this is going to happen immediately or it's going to be, you know, maybe starting like next month, but we're going to start doing it where once a week it's going to be a no guest episode and once a week it's going to be a guest episode. So this podcast is actually going to have a few less interviews on it and a few more episodes each month of just me and Joe talking shit about stuff.
Shit about stuff. Yes. Yeah. I think the big thing we're going to do here is look for insights in our own business, what we're learning from other episodes, things that we're consuming. There's a lot of cool podcasts and YouTube videos we're watching a lot of. Our team, like we have these ongoing channels where we're just constantly passing stuff in the podcasting space or on YouTube, what's cool, you know, and always trying to help each other. So I think some of those insights, whatever sticks, is going to trickle out here in these episodes and share it with y'all.
Yeah.
And just insights in general, I think, you know, that's where this show is going to kind of more go to.
Yeah.
Is with our guests.
Yeah.
Is like talking about maybe some, you know, maybe less tactical things.
Yeah,
like
we'll still get the tactical stuff from time to time out of the people that have the tactics. But yeah, I think we're looking for more like those insight, like aha moments of like, ooh, I've never looked at it from that
the
perspective before. The mind shifts, the like braingasms.
Ooh.
That's braingasm is a Travis Sagoism.
Yeah.
It should have been.
Ha! That was good. The blue one. Blue one is the. All right.
Someday we'll label those.
Yeah. No, probably not.
probably not.
Not, knowing us. But you know what? The one thing we did do is actually pull off this episode together. So we did say we would do it, and
we did it. And we're doing it on time.
We're doing it right on time.
But before we get too deep into what we're going to talk about today, you should go grab the notes for this episode.
They're going to be good.
Yeah.
So you can get them over at flowchartgroup.com. Type that in. You could pause it. It's okay. We'll allow it this once. flowchartgroup.com is the place it'll take you to. Is actually a Facebook page. Make sure to plug in your email address inside of there, because that's how you get the action guides to this episode and actually some other ones too, just as a bonus. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Flowchartgroup.com is where you get them. What else we got?
We're still doing Podhacker stuff.
Podhacker.
Podhacker news.
Yeah. I was going to say, we actually mentioned that we're sharing insights in places like about podcasts and stuff. Podhacker news is the place to stay up with that. Where are they?
It's podhacker.com/news. Podhacker.com/news.
Seven times, Matt.
Podhacker.com/news. Okay. Podhacker.com/news. Podhacker.com/news. I made it to five.
Cool. Oh.
Basically, that's a weekly newsletter where so we're on a ton of newsletters about podcasting, and they just send us so much news about podcasting.
There's
like 10 to 15 articles a day, 70 to like 100 articles a week is kind of what we're looking at in podcast news constantly. So what we want to do with Pod Hacker News is cut that down for you and basically pull in the, like, you know, 5 to 7 like must hear things from the week of the like 60 or 70 that we're paring it down
for. I don't want to read 70 posts a day or whatever, or even a week.
Yeah.
Like, come on. So yeah, we're giving you just the bite-sized chunks, 95.5
The 95.5 plus we're gonna throw in some tactics, and it's not just news. We're gonna be like, right. Oh, this guy's doing some ninja shit.
Yeah, we shared some cool stuff about, you know, basically making your podcast more attractive.
Yeah.
And how you can easily do that without spending a fortune, if you will. So yeah, podhacker.com/news
Yes.
Is where you go sign up. It is free. And there's some cool stuff that we'll share with you there.
And yeah.
Including
also a monthly live stream, which we'll talk about
some other time. Maybe, yeah, another time. Yeah, that'll be another session, but go join there. Yeah. And Pod Hacker, of course, if you just want to jump in and see our whole program and all the nuts and bolts that go on that I probably don't even know about, it's in that course, in that training at podhacker.com.
Yes. So.
Hey, this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast is sponsored by Vidyard, and this is a super easy to use, powerful video solution. It makes it super simple to create videos, actually host them ad-free, and then share them around with other people. Could be people you're inside your business. It could be maybe some prospects that you're trying to drum up leads and close some sales, maybe give some feedback to folks, whatever it might be. The beautiful thing is you can actually track performance of all of this. So you could be sharing this to one person, or you can actually share it to the world on your website. Super easy to manage all of this video content, and it's all built for businesses like you. So one of the ways that we love to use video like this is to kind of bring in some interactive video elements and video personalization. It's just going to boost viewer engagement. It's going to get them to really know, like, and trust you more and accelerate that whole bonding and the buyer journey that you might be after and convert folks into a prospect, maybe a sales qualification, or anything else you're looking to do. That's the power of video. We use it all the time. And Vidyard makes it absolutely easy for you. So there's a special way to sign up. You want to go try it out. It's totally free today. Go to the special URL and you're going to get hooked up on us, and thank the Vidyard folks as well. So go to vidyard.com/flow. That's vidyard.com/flow, F-L-O-W. So they're hooking you up with a free account. Go give it a shot. There's no promo codes needed. Just go to vidyard.com/flow. And you can also grab their 2021 B2B video trends guide. That's going to help you with some ideas on how to really leverage video the most. So go check it out. vidyard.com/flow.
So cool. There's some calls to action. We did some calls to action.
We're supposed to do that. Our bosses told us that's required.
The higher ups.
The higher ups.
The higher ups told us we're supposed to.
In this episode, we're going to talk about some ways that we're approaching business in life that are panning out to be quite nice and quite, it's making everything more fun.
Yes.
And I would say more profitable, if you will.
Definitely agree.
Yes.
I would say this month, so we're recording this in June, mid-June?
We are in June, yes, Max.
Yeah, mid-June.
15th, to be exact.
The middle.
I will date it.
The literal middle of June.
Yeah. It's hot as balls outside. I will say that. How hot did you say?
It's 104 degrees right now in San Diego.
104 in San Diego. We are not far from the coast. I mean, 10 miles maybe.
Yeah.
It should not be that hot, or this hot.
Yeah.
But we're in a nice, cool office.
That's true. What was I just talking about?
You were talking about... middle of June.
Yes, it's the middle of June, and so far June has actually been off to one of our better months. Yes. So, and we've worked way less hours in June.
I would say it's off. We are off to our best month.
Yeah, it will probably end as the best month we've had in business, period, and we've worked 20% less.
I really want to start tracking, to be very honest, like just to see, because we know we're working less because of the way we're engineering our weeks. Mm-hmm. And we'll share with you what that is in a minute. But yeah, it doesn't feel like we're doing a lot of stuff.
No.
Like, I think there's a good mental clarity with us right now. There's the team's rolling and they're kind of managing themselves, organizing things together, collaborating. It's cool.
Yeah.
And we're dialing our systems. Like, we have people that are like making this even better, like actually organizing all of our stuff in one place, content calendars and like all the tasks, repeating things in our business and all the team and communicate. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we'll dive into what we're doing there too, because it's like It's so good.
Oh yeah, there's there's a lot. You even reminded me of stuff that we weren't planning on talking about, but now we will because it's in the mix.
Yeah. So yeah, we wanted to record this episode. I think it was Friday, right? It was last week. You and I were sitting around here. I don't know what we were doing, I know what we were doing because we were watching Noah Kagan YouTube videos.
We were watching those last week.
were you there with me?
Was that Friday?
Yes, or Thursday.
I think it was Thursday because we did a podcast day on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, whatever it was. Maybe it was Thursday. Yeah, so we were sitting around and I think we're just like, damn, we're able to really, it feels like we're just more in sync all around and it's allowing us to just kind of cut out the bullshit. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of the stuff that we were just kind of saying yes to without thinking much of what that result's going to turn into or how is that connected to something else we're doing to drive more momentum in the way that we want to go with that thing. Mm. We weren't clear on like what are the 80-20 things in our business that actually drive results that we want, i.e. revenue and probably less time working, you know, figuring out the EHR.
Yep.
You know, which we haven't done it, but shout out to James Schramko. We should do that.
Mm-hmm. Effective hourly rate for anybody that's what's EHR?
Yeah. Ours definitely has gone up.
Oh, yeah.
Dramatically in just, say, the last month or less. For sure.
In June, definitely.
Definitely this month. Yeah. So we want to share some of the stuff that we've been doing because I feel like we've engineered our weeks in a way that now is forcing us to get more stuff done with the right stuff.
Yeah, so let's sort of break it down because I feel like there's a few different elements here. We've got the kind of team element. We've got the location element, right? We've got our days of the
calendar
week,
element.
The systematization with the team that we're doing, and then like how we're scheduling our week. So these are kind of like all little mini rabbit holes I think we could go down.
I think it started with, let's go back to you actually, because you brought up this is the whole 80-20 thinking. Remember on action specifically.
Yeah. So it was kind of this concept of, I think we and most people have been conditioned most of their lives to think of hours put in means more money. So if I put in more hours into my business, then theoretically I should make more money. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of that employee mindset, right? Yeah. When you're working for another company for an hourly wage and they're paying you $20 an hour, you go in, you work, you know, 8 hours a day, you make whatever that math is.
What was the hourly rate?
$20 an hour if you're working.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, $160.
Yeah, $160 a day.
We're good at math.
Yeah, Joe's good at it on his fingers.
With my fingers.
I used to could do math.
Used to could. Wow. Do we need to learn how to speak?
No, that's how I done talk now.
It's good. But yeah, you're right. Hourly rate, so $160.
Yeah,
you would make in that 8 hours.
Yeah, so if you're working in a day job and you're making $20 an hour and you put in 8 hours, you're going to make $160 that day. So you sort of learn over time that the more hours I put in, the more money I make, right? But I think the sort of discussion that we've been having lately is that, no, that's not true if you're an entrepreneur. What's true if you're an entrepreneur is the right actions drive revenue, right? It doesn't matter how many hours those actions take. If you do the actions that make you the money, you should be focused on that, not the amount of time spent putting into it. So instead of figuring out like the sort of time element of like, when are we going to work on this and how many hours are we going to spend on it and all that kind of stuff, we just figure out what actions we need to do in the business to move the needle and then just constantly focus on those actions. Mm-hmm. So for instance, when we mail our email list to an affiliate offer or to one of our internal offers like PodHacker or the Evergreen Profits membership, we generate money. Whenever we post to our Facebook group and make a video about a new tool that we're using, we generate revenue. Whenever we create a new blog post that, you know, compares two softwares together or breaks down like a KST, like a tutorial of how to use the tool, we make revenue. When we make a video tutorial on a product and throw it on YouTube, we make revenue. Mm-hmm. These handful of things are the things that generate the revenue for us in the business. These are what need to get done. The amount of hours that it takes to do those things are pretty irrelevant.
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff that just happens in our business or, you know, ideas will go flying around from some other influence that could take us off track or add way more to that to-do list or, you know, the agenda for the week. But yeah, man, we've kind of basically looked at the business through 80-20 and figured out where are the pieces that we should just drop? Because there was a lot of even speaking opportunity type things. And, I wanted to say it would be kind of like being selective with where we even spend that kind of time, because usually, you know, there's prep for all that. It's almost a mini project mm-hmm. that you kind of toss into the mix, you know, of maybe some of these things you want to do your own internal promotion. So it's this interesting balance I feel like we're always in of like this external stuff and then the stuff that we're doing, you know, external promotions and also like the internal things we're doing, like you just mentioned, sending an email, mm-hmm. writing a blog post, doing a video for our own stuff. It's like, you know what it is? It's like when we're in our agency days, mm-hmm. you don't really work on your own business much. Mm-mm. You work on other people's businesses all the time. You might be learning a lot through them, but you're not necessarily like making your website look the best right. or creating your own blog content.
Right.
So it's, I feel like that maybe reframe has been helping us. Is like, hey, let's actually, like the cobbler has no shoes kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like we are actually like finally buttoning all the pieces in our business. So starting with the 80-20 of actions is, you know, now we've pruned a lot of stuff and now we have systems and team to kind of hone in on what these actions are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it, well, and also the reverse is also true, right? We look at all the actions that we are taking on a daily basis and mm-hmm. go, okay, which ones are these, which of these actions are we doing that don't move the needle, you know, mm-hmm. going back to the 80-20,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, flip it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we, you know, we can flip it. And, you know, a lot of these examples that we're giving aren't necessarily the things that are going to make you income in your business. If you're an e-commerce business, you know, making a YouTube video may not be the thing that generates revenue. So what we're saying is like specifically to our business, but for us, it's writing emails, creating content, and posting to our community.
Yeah.
That's what generates revenue for us. Now, on the flip side of that, the things that we find ourselves doing a lot that don't generate revenue for us are like doing the our own like video editing, for instance.
Editing, there's like, yeah, all the bunch of social media postings everywhere. Yeah,
going on Instagram and posting pictures to Instagram, like making stories. Like there's a lot of things that we sort of got ourselves into the mix, but those weren't the things that moved mm-hmm. the needle, that drove revenue in the business.
Yeah, I mean, we even goes down to running our own, well, we weren't doing it, but Jacob was heading up our Instagram account for Hustle and Flowchart. Mm-hmm. We weren't getting much love there. Never really have. I mean, maybe some a little bit here and there, but at the end of the day, we're just like, okay, let's just ditch it. Mm-hmm. Like it could just post the automatic postings, whatever is the easiest minimum viable posting. MVP still. It's nice. So, you know, but we're not like, we have basically no resources there anymore. And we're like, apply that to YouTube. Mm-hmm. So that was based off of looking at just what our other, you know, other folks are doing in our team as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's even stuff like really, really dissecting our advertising. We were looking uh-huh. at some of the stuff we were running on Facebook ads and Google ads and how much time was spent there and how much budget we're putting to those ads and things like that. And we realized there was a lot of things we were doing in those areas that uh-huh. weren't really moving the needle. And we backed way off on a lot of that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. I guess it's obvious in retrospect is like, hey, identify the things that are actually moving your revenue forward. Yeah. It's not always so easy when you're online doing content and all that stuff. You can't track everything.
Well,
especially affiliate marketing.
I think with the way we've been programmed over the years, like it was hard for us to disconnect the amount of time spent
yeah.
to the results, right? So like we were constantly in this feeling of like, man, I got to put in more hours. Our business isn't growing fast enough. That means I got to put in more hours. We got to put in, you know, we got to be at the office more. We got to be in front of our computer more. And we just equated more time being spent as growth. But when we really stepped back and look at it, we went, if we put a graph of how many hours we're spending on our business and we put another graph overlaid of like how much money we're making in the business, mm-hmm. I can almost guarantee there's not much of a correlation.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think breaking the employee mindset. Wait, hold on. Who are we talking to right now?
Me?
You. All right.
Who do you want to talk to? You talk to whoever you want.
I want to talk to you.
Okay.
It sounded like we were explaining things, so I wanted to.
Well, yeah, sure. we can. Every once in a while, we'll turn to the camera if you're watching this on video and say, hot tip.
Yes, hot tip. Let me explain this for a second. Little insider. Hold that.
Yeah. Here's a little hustling flow chart for you.
There you go. I like that. I hit the right button that time.
You did. Good
job. I just wanted to reset the room really quick because I felt like we were doing a lot of splaining.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what I wanted to say and maybe splain too is I've personally struggled big time with the employee mindset thing mm-hmm. because of just doing a lot of jobs over the years. Like my first job, like paid hourly job, was working at freaking BK Lounge.
BK Lounge.
You know, Dane Cook reference. Yeah. Burger King.
Which isn't there anymore.
It's not. I'm hoping it's a better fast food restaurant. Well, it's going to be that burger joint. I hope so.
It is.
Good. Good. Well, it's been empty far too long.
Free shout out to the Habit Burger, which is now replacing BK Lounge.
Yes, and they're not sponsors, but we will welcome your sponsorship or deliveries of nice burgers often. All right, so moving on. That whole mindset's hard as shit to break.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it shouldn't be, because the whole desire, a lot of people's desires, I know mine was, to get out of the hourly or, you know, some kind of rat race feeling job is to work less but make more.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Now, that usually goes in... It's just really tough to break that whole hourly thing, like mm-hmm. you mentioned, you know? And then you feel like you just equate the time you're putting in at the office or whatever, away from your family, away from the things that you actually want to do and enjoy, the trips you want to travel. You're like, no, I got to put in the time because that's where my money's made.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, it's not. Because, like, there have been a few days this week where we haven't worked a freaking more than 30 minutes or no minutes and have made substantially more cash.
Yeah.
Our revenue this month, but obviously we're building some systems and we have some things in place that, I mean, we've done some pretty good stuff this month without a lot of, focused work. Yeah. It's either one of us are usually doing something, maybe it's a couple hours here, but then that generates a nice campaign that runs for like a week.
Mm-hmm. That we could rerun again
anytime,
a couple months from now.
Or it's a YouTube, or you know, some YouTube video we optimized on, you know, and now it's generating more sales this way.
No, I feel like we're doing a lot of like building assets that will generate some, you know, we might spend a few hours building it. It'll generate some revenue for several days, but then that asset can then be reused again, you know, next month. If it worked well this month, let's try it again in 5 weeks and see if it works again that time, you know?
Yeah. So let's see here. I want to go back to those three pillars you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So it was, let's recap them really fast because we're explaining the 80-20 of actions.
That's how we're so the actions off. And then the team element.
Right.
We've really kind of dialed in and honed in like the sort of team dynamic, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is the sort of, I guess it's also kind of related to team, but like the whole thing we're doing with ClickUp and starting to set up more systems. I would say there's
more systems, yeah, for sure.
And then the other thing would be how we're scheduling our weeks now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start with the weeks really fast, because I feel like that's the container, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like that's kind of the next logical thing to discuss, because if we're talking about like how it's really hard to get out of the employee mindset, here's how we have managed to get out of that mindset.
Totally. So what we have chosen to do when we got this office was to take Wednesdays off.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is time that we're spending in an office together, and typically we're not going anywhere else. It's no distractions in this place other than Matt picking his nose and flicking the boogers at me because he's, you know, my back's to him, so I can't be...
Yeah, but
he cannot be trusted.
Yeah, but what he does is way worse, and I can't even say it on this podcast. It's so bad.
That's true. Don't you say it.
See?
Yeah, so where was I? Okay, so the calendar, Wednesdays. We took Wednesdays off because of all of those things, but also we're away from our families. We're away from being at home and kind of doing the things that we just want to do. Because like really working at home, I know for me at least, there's a lot of family time mixed in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's some, it kind of opens yourself up to maybe more errands to do or things that you're like, oh, forgot to put the clothes in the dryer or got to fold up. You know, it's like, oh, that just took 15 minutes of whatever. So, and then I heard this, was it Mark Manson of, he's the freaking author of
The Art.
Not giving a fuck. Yes, the subtle art. He was talking about how Elon Musk, basically the way that he can do so much with so little time or the same time we all have is to batch his stuff and to not have his mind switching so much,
mm-hmm.
is to reduce the amount of switching that you have to do for tasks,
mm-hmm.
and things you just got to think about. So I feel like at home for me, it was open to a lot of different tasks all in like one little bit of time, mm-hmm. you know, a one day or even like 1 hour in some cases.
Yeah.
And here it's just kind of like,
whew. Yeah.
So,
heads down, go get what you need to get done.
Yeah. So, we just chose, we're like, cool. Well, by doing that, and we want our freedom still, let's eliminate Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And those are the days that we just do whatever the hell we want. I'm usually hanging out with my daughter, mm-hmm. and you're doing, I don't know what you're doing, but
yeah,
we just kind of act like it's a weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I, for the most part, I've been hanging out with the kids during coronavirus, but
yeah.
once everybody goes back to normal and our kids are back in school and
we
everything.
We are normal now as of today.
Well,
these California.
Yeah, but our kids start summer break, so they're still going to be home for a couple more months.
Oh, man.
But once my kids go back to school, yeah, I mean, Wednesday is just going to be like, what do I feel like doing today? I don't know.
It's going to be suntanning his buns.
Yeah.
So we have Wednesdays off now,
mm-hmm.
talking about the calendar here.
Yep.
So, you know, that leaves us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. And Mondays we keep fairly light too.
It depends on what we're doing. But yeah, sometimes mm-hmm. it's like we're not rushing to the office or doing stuff here because we usually have a 9 a.m. call, which it's not ideal, the timing, let's say. But I like it. I'm up. Yeah. But I'm like, one of those things is like, do we really want to go to the office, you know, Monday morning? Usually not.
Yeah. I think on Monday this week, wait, yesterday was Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was here yesterday, but last Monday, I think I came in at like 1 p.m.
yeah.
and I was here for like an hour and a half and then went home.
you probably built a couple pages or whatever, did some stuff. The cool thing here is like, yeah, Mondays are kind of flex days and Fridays are kind of flex, like mm-hmm. depending on whatever the heck is going on. But, you know, the whole point of this is we've contained our time, like Parkinson's law,
whole thing. We've basically given ourselves 8 less hours per week if you're looking at the hours to even accomplish the stuff.
Right.
And I find that when we're in the office and we don't have the distractions, we don't have the like people popping in and saying, hey, can you help me with this real quick? Or like the hey, daddies stuff throughout the day. When it's just like pure focus, I find that like 8 hours is too much time to get all this stuff I'm trying to do done, right?
No, it's honestly...
I don't know. Mine's because one of my mustache hairs is poking me. That's why. But
burly beards.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. It's just not a lot of those little switches.
Yeah. Like so we come into the office and like I'll notice like it's 3 o'clock and I'm like, frick, dude, I just hammered out my checklist already. I don't really have anything else to do.
That's the goal. Remember, we had, I'm like blanking on names today. Jeff Woods from The One Thing.
Yeah.
Remember he was talking about like he actually, so part of this is at the end of the episode. I don't know what number it is, but he was like, okay, Joe, I think the best thing for you to do is to put transition time in mm-hmm. your schedule. I'm like, yes, it's brilliant. And I kind of do that. Mm-hmm. Definitely not doing it consistently enough, but this does contain our time here.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's just kind of crazy to show, and he was big on time blocking too,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I know, I think that thinking has been in my head for a lot.
Yeah, the time blocking thing, I don't know, I feel like the time blocking thing works for some people and it doesn't work for others. I feel like it's like a personality based thing. Because for me, like the task list is so much more effective than time blocking.
Well, I mean like, in the sense of taking wins, I'm not saying tasks and all that stuff,
but
more just like the whole idea of like, okay, this block is set for this, like our Wednesdays. Like, we don't really mess around with that time. There might be some, like, us checking some stuff if we need to or want to, but
it's
not a big thing.
I mean, we still have our team kind of running things on Wednesday, so every once in a while on Wednesday, somebody, like, ping us to be like, hey, can you get me this URL real quick? And we're still kind of keeping an eye on that.
Yeah, but we're around.
Yeah, we're not, like, checked out on Wednesdays completely, but we're not sitting at our computers all day, you know, knocking mm-hmm. stuff out. And it really has like the condensing our available amount of time to work in any given week down to like this 30 hours.
Oh yeah.
I feel like has really, really like upped how much stuff we've managed to do.
Dude, yeah.
Like how many of these sort of 80-20 actions we've taken. I feel like we've like every single day now, one of these like 80-20 type actions is happening where every day we're doing something that's going to at least slightly increase revenue in the business.
We just, case in point today, right before doing this podcast, last 2 days we've actually been here just doing a bunch of stuff like this. Mm-hmm. But we're building a whole funnel for promotion for next week.
Yeah.
And, you know, working that in tandem with Joe Kearns on our team with the email sequences and stuff. And it's just really cool. You know, we had a team meeting this morning. I just felt like everything's kind of clicking, you mm-hmm. know, like, we know what we should be focusing on individually, but also as a team. And then now we have the systems and, you know, we've contained our time. So we know when to, you know, when we're together, like we know when we're available, but at the same time now, like you were saying this earlier, when you're building some pages,
mm-hmm.
it's like instant feedback.
Yeah.
You know, we're not like just, you know, busting and like, hey, stop what you're working. But like, you know, like, hey, can you check out this page? And 2 minutes later or something, we walk over and I'm like, oh yeah, let's do pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like done.
It's, yeah, we've been a lot more collaborative because in the past I might build something and then take a link and throw it in Slack and be like, hey, let me know what you think of it. You might be like at lunch and like 40 minutes later you're back and you're like, oh, sorry, here's my feedback or whatever.
And you're off to your other
thing. And I'm already like moved on to something else or whatever. And that kind of doesn't happen anymore when we're in this location together because I can be building a landing page or like you were working on slides this morning.
Yeah.
And like we're kind of going back and forth between each other's computers, giving feedback on what the other one's working on. So it's like everything is collaborative now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's convenient that we have this office with windows that actually they have window spaces, but no windows inside of them. There should be windows in them. Yeah. But it's very simple for us to be like, hey, Jack. Matt. Yeah, Jack. Come on, Jack.
Where's my windows?
I'll text you later. Yeah. little friendly bump.
Yeah. Just send them this URL.
Send them the URL this episode. Then we have to wait another week and a half or two.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
That's true.
All right. So big thing is, yeah, we've contained our time. So that's like the calendar piece. Mm-hmm. When we're here in person, it's like you said, it's super collaborative when we need it to be. But it's also, we've done a lot of planning here. Mm. Gotten really freaking clear. We have a whiteboard. So we have this like living room area that is just a couch, basically, and a whiteboard.
It's more like a studio apartment because there's like a microwave and a sink and stuff now. But
I know I'm kind of embarrassed to even show a picture of this, but maybe one day. Check the Instagrams. Not because we're not using Instagram.
Yeah.
But we have a whiteboard over here, and it basically has like the core functions of our business. There's four of them. No, there's three of them.
There's three of them, and then there's another column for other shit. It literally, that's what we literally have on that fourth column, other shit.
We're, take ourselves seriously here. At Evergreen Profits, thank you very much. We have Hustle and Flowchart, so the podcast and all the content that is happening behind the scenes, and notes and all that stuff. We have Pod Hacker, all the news and program and affiliate stuff and ads, all that stuff. And then we have affiliate marketing.
Yep.
And that's in the form of like email stuff or things like for, you know, ThriveCart. We have a whole separate domain and things on YouTube around that that are, you know, that's always running.
Yeah. I mean, we're constantly experimenting with new affiliate marketing tactics. You've probably heard our past episodes where we dive pretty deep into some of that. We're constantly trying to grow the Pod Hacker brand. The whole idea with Pod Hacker is to be a brand that, you know, we kind of help launch, but once it's launched, we kind of want it to be the self-sustaining thing, right? We want
other educators in there helping us.
Yeah, we want it to grow bigger than us. We don't want it to be the Matt and Joe Teach Podcasting Show, right? Like we want it to be a bunch of guest experts and a platform where podcasters could come and just get all the latest and greatest tactics and techniques and philosophies and things like that. And then Hustle and Flowchart is encompassing of the podcast, the YouTube channel, the membership, which we're probably going to rebrand as like the Hustle and Flowchart Insiders or something like that. Haffy.
Should I write that down?
No. That's a bad name.
That's not a good one.
Yeah, it's not a good one. Carry on. And that's it. Anything that's not in one of those three buckets, we're pretty much trying to cut out. We do have our unicorn equity business where we invest in startups and things like that, or SaaS companies.
Well, if you're looking to grow your SaaS or software company, go reach out to us or check out unicornequity.io.
Yeah, go there. That's the place to do it. That's not something that we're like daily, single day.
That's like a weekly thing. Yeah. Maybe some things in between the week, but it's not a big mind space. And that's actually the key that I wanted to hit on is the mind space that we have now.
Yeah,
it's clear, pretty damn clear. But it's like we can now eliminate a lot of these subconscious things that have been circling around our minds. You know, for because we were talking about the. Right. Was it you or me? Or we were talking about this like a long time ago. No, it was that other affiliate marketing.
I'm not sure what you're talking about yet, you know.
Great. I didn't think so, Matt. So, no, I'm saying the Unapologetic Affiliate Marketing Show.
Yes.
Episode we put out last year. We talked about all the subconscious crap that is spinning around. We talked about it the last therapy session we had as well, I believe.
We did.
Yeah. So now I feel like we've dialed that even further in now. You know, knowing the exact things in our business and a lot of the other shit that just doesn't matter, the calls that I shouldn't be taking or whatever, because there's a lot of stuff that could fill.
It created a very easy filter or bumpers. What was the, who did we talk to with the book Bumpers?
By the way,
Nick, Peterson?
Yes, that was Nick.
Nick Peterson.
Yeah, Nick Peterson.
Yeah, but so we basically created these like filters or bumpers where basically when new opportunities come to us, when somebody emails us and says, hey, here's something that I'd like to collaborate on or, you know. Mm-hmm.
Anything comes up,
like we can go, does it fit into one of these three buckets? No? Okay, probably not a good use of our time.
Yeah, I'm going to reread bumpers. Yeah, go check out Nick Peterson's bumpers book. We should link it up in the show notes or something because that's a legit resource. And it actually lands on perfectly what we're talking about. Damn it. Now I really want to go reread it.
Yeah.
Because it's this concept of putting bumpers, but also doing the 80-20 or more in your business.
I also think like what we did on the whiteboard over there with how we've got the three kind of core columns, hustle and flowchart, pod hacker, and affiliate marketing. It also allowed us to kind of use the GTD philosophy, right? Like unload it from your brain kind of element of it is we have the whiteboard that has those three columns. And whenever we get an idea of like, oh, here's something we can test in PodHacker, we go put it up on the board. So it's like, it's out of our brain and up on the board now and we can both see it. And, you know, maybe over time, some of this stuff will be like, on second thought, that's not a great idea. Scratch that one. But like, as stuff pops up, like we can unload it. We have a place to unload it. We've got,
well, it's not even unload. It's like we've probably talked about it before it goes on the board, actually. So it's like unload to each other somehow. And then, but like, let's take it. If it's on the board, it's important.
Yeah.
You know, either as like maybe a mini project or it's something that's constantly going that we should be paying attention to.
Yeah.
It's kind of like there's our freaking 80-20 board right there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But it's also that unload, right? It's like we don't have to sit on it in our brains anymore.
Yeah. We don't think about it at all. So yeah, the mental space is
Yeah,
solid. Team.
Yep, let's talk
team
about
team and systems.
Team and systems. So what we're doing now is we just hired a ClickUp consultant. I'd actually never heard of ClickUp until about 2 weeks ago.
I only knew of it because I see the trolleys around San Diego.
I've seen the ads, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, and they have a freaking banner right there in the stadium. So I've always seen them. But
I kind of misspoke. I have seen the brand, but I never knew what it did. I never knew what ClickUp was.
Yeah.
But I had seen the logo around town because they're a San Diego company.
Yeah.
Joe Kearns, who is now basically running our email systems for us. He said that he's using ClickUp in his business and loving it. And he connected us with a consultant on ClickUp who that's pretty much her world. She knows everything there is to know about ClickUp. So she's building out all of these systems and SOPs and processes for us so that everybody on the team constantly knows what they're doing.
And so quick rewind to ClickUp. So just a high level, because we don't even know a lot about it yet, is that it's a super big like CRM thing that basically it's a big SaaS that puts all of your stuff in there. So calendars, task lists, you can put a whole project like Trello type. You can pretty much do everything in there. There's even Slack, like Evernote type stuff. You can eliminate Google Docs. And,
yeah. I mean, to me, it kind of looks
probably
like,
not going to do all this stuff, but
if you took Notion and you took Asana and then you took Airtable and you smashed them all together.
Yeah. And that's some other, whatever, other little
and some
things
other stuff.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's everything. So that's why we had to hire a consultant. But
it's
also,
very overwhelming the first time we logged in.
Yeah. And Notion's another one that was overwhelming because back in the day we had Shannon on our team. She was our project manager, ops manager. Very great at systems, but it's like Notion was this whole ball of what?
Yeah. I don't think we ever kind of grasped like how we were using Notion.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it's just like a constant battle.
Yeah.
But in ClickUp, that's why we're like, okay, we need someone to help us, which we've never really hired someone to actually organize us.
Yeah.
You know, and let alone our business and our team. And so like by doing that, we're going to have this like well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
This new car that we're about to roll out and in the form of ClickUp. And we're going to invite our team in there and everything's going to be centralized. And we're starting with our content calendar, which is rad because now we can see all of the internal promotions we're doing.
Well, there's two calendars, a content calendar and a promotions calendar.
True. All right. Tell us about maybe briefly. We don't need to go.
Yeah. So the promotional calendar, which was where the original sort of necessity to use something like ClickUp came from, is this is what we're emailing. This is what we're putting inside the Facebook group. This is sort of like what we're announcing in our various places where we can announce stuff, right? Like the Facebook group, and the email.
Our buckets of attention.
The email list and the Facebook group are kind of the two main places that we promote stuff.
Buckets of attention.
Buckets of attention. BOA.
Oh, that's good.
And then the content calendar is kind of what it sounds like, right? The day the podcasts are coming out, the day we're recording the podcast, the day YouTube videos come out, the day we record the YouTube videos, and any other various content platforms that we're posting to, we'll have a calendar of like when the content is getting released.
That's it. And the cool thing is in each one of those, there's going to be a bunch of details and who's involved in that thing. What pages are needed, what emails are going to be sent, you know, like some ideas, concepts, goal. It's basically all like all that stuff's going to be centralized in one little area. And that creates like, here's our freaking to-do list. Like, okay, cool. Well, this thing is made, that's going to you. This thing, you know, it's going to me, but collectively it brings everyone together. Obviously, people know what this, you know, a CRM does.
Yeah.
But it's just really cool to like see this built out in time now.
Yeah. Well, we've always tried to figure this kind of stuff out ourselves and build it. This is the first time we're like, let's find the best person that we can possibly find who knows this better than anybody else and hire them to figure it out for us.
I think, okay, so here's like a mental thing. Tell me if you struggle. Well, yeah, you'll probably relate to some of this, but I feel like with that employee mindset, you know, it's kind of hard to think like, okay, well, now I have to go hire someone to help me with this thing that I don't, that I'm not that great at. So you just figure it out yourself. You're like, I'm an entrepreneur now. I just got to bust through this wall myself and spend countless hours. And like, cause I'm not one that would ever want to build this thing out in a million years, but like, oh, I got to do it. Like we had that mindset for so long.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's allowed us to learn a lot of things on the way, you know, in the meantime, but it's also stalled some of our progress.
I do feel like in the beginning, it's sort of a necessity, right? If you're trying to bootstrap your own business, you don't have startup funding, you don't have a lot of capital, like whatever little money you're generating, it's going to be hard to invest in people in the beginning. You got to get the sort of wheel in motion before, you know, before it feels comfortable bringing on other people. But now I think we're kind of to a point where we're like, when we need to solve a problem, let's find the people that have solved that problem already and bring them in to help us with it instead of starting from scratch, learning how to solve that problem.
Yeah. It's like who, not why, what? Dan Sullivan's book. Who, not what?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Look for the who. But you're right. There is a balance and probably a lot less simple or a lot more of a simpler CRM like Asana, for instance, compared to ClickUp. Like they're just do a whole bunch of different stuff. I guess the point I'm making this, you know, making here is that we're condensing finally this shit that's been in our brain forever into one place that's ideally going to be, you know, nice and organized, and it's going to eliminate a lot of the stuff in our mind.
Kind of like
our whiteboard over here I'm pointing to.
And then we're also, I think, putting a lot more faith and trust into other people, which is something I think my bigger struggle was not necessarily like, man, I don't really want to go hire this person because I can't afford it.
Yeah.
My bigger struggle was always like, I can do it faster and I can do it better myself, right? Like it was always kind of like, man, I could go hire somebody to go run Facebook ads for us, but I'm pretty good at Facebook ads. Why would I, like, they're probably going to slow us down. I'm going to have to explain our whole business to them. And like, I know how to do it. Might as well just save the money and I'll just take it on, right? Like that was kind of how my brain was always operating is like, if I can do it faster and quick, cheaper, like I should, right? But I think like where the big shift for me has come recently has been like letting go, realizing like, there are the other people are better than you at this, like give that shit up. But B, like you can't handle everything. Like how much of my business has become, you know, I'm just saying like my daily life, how much of my daily life in business has become a whole bunch of little shit that I can just do myself, right? That's how I end up working 12-hour days is because I'm doing a whole bunch of little shit that I can just do myself.
Dude. 100%. I mean, think about the switching time in your mind again. There's all these different switches that are happening. And so how the hell are you ever going to, how are you going to ever control your thinking?
Yeah.
You know, if you're constantly thinking about all these individual things plus life, like business isn't all just contained into business time.
Well, I mean, the hardest one for me was the email marketing thing when we brought Joe Kearns on board, right? Like I've had like a death grip on our email promotion since like 2000. 2007, yeah. 2008, like when we started building an email list. Yeah. I've sent every email myself. I've mapped out like every sequence myself. It had been me for over a decade. And that was one where I'm like, yeah, nobody's going to be able to write in our voice. Nobody's going to be able to get a better result than us because they're joining our list because it's us, right? And that was the sort of flawed thinking that I had around it. And lo and behold, we hand the reins over to somebody else. And I just like kind of close my eyes and go, oh, he's going to take care of this. And I try to ignore what's going on and not micromanage. And what do you know? Our click-through rates, our open rates, and our conversions are all higher than they ever were. So
keeps going up.
Yeah, maybe I should have let go of that grip a little sooner. Same thing when it comes to a lot of the content. We've got Jacob, I was editing podcasts. You and I were doing a lot of video editing in the past for our podcast. We were writing our own show notes on the website.
There's so many other actions that are happening that we can't even put a label on.
Yeah.
Because it's just like part of the process of doing the thing.
Exactly.
So and we trust people to do that now.
Yeah. So like that letting go of a lot of these things has been a big game changer for me, at least over the last, year or so since we've gotten more focused on it. Mm-hmm. And it's been very freeing because it is another just thing off my mind. I don't have to think about this now. So now my attention could be on this stuff.
I think for me, 100%. I could see that in you, and you've done freaking amazing. I mean, because I know how tough it is. I think I've always had an easier time letting go. I think it's more of settling my mind onto the key actions have been my biggest shift lately, and really focusing in on what is truly what we should be focusing on and the goals attached to those. Mm-hmm. So we have like a guiding light. Because without that, my brain gets a little squirrely. Like it gets a little nutty because I see opportunities in almost everything. Mm-hmm. Like my natural thing is to get excited about things because I'm like, ooh, I could see how I can, I can help this person at the same time. We could probably make some money at the same time. And that would actually help these people. Cool. Let's figure out this. Yeah. But it's like, do we really need to force everything? Or do we need to get that creative with everything? For me, I've been letting my mind off the hook lately. So I think it's just containing a lot of stuff, but like back to people.
Yeah,
like people being the thing. I don't know. I feel like I could show up better to all the people, but also it's trusting other people to kind of like dive a little deeper in things that maybe we shouldn't be in or I shouldn't have my hands in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I've kind of let go of stuff.
I do still have, there is a little bit of like ego left in me where I'm kind of like,
What part?
I want to know all of the pieces that are happening in the business. I just don't want to do that. Them.
Yeah.
I do want to understand and know like, okay, this is how the ads are doing. This is how the emails are doing. And I do still read all the emails that go out and I am reading them and sort of critiquing them inside. But,
that's an interesting point. Cause I catch myself in the same thing. Mm. Like I want to know, but at the same time, there's a lot of stuff you need to keep up with cause I'm just thinking like even our community on Facebook, if you think about it that way, it's like, well, it'd be nice to see all the things that are happening in there because you might be having a conversation with someone or maybe, you kind of want to keep up with everything, like all the Slack, even if like you guys are talking about stuff, I'm over here reading like, okay, what the hell promotion are we going to be running? And what are these like, do I need to know all these details though? Probably not.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, like, that's probably not sustainable, but I don't know. Like, it's not like we need to really do much more.
Well, I almost feel like my goal is to get to a point where my only role is just kind of keeping an eye on things.
True. Actually, that's a very good point. Yeah. Or the right things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's definitely a lot of details we don't need to know about too, individual. But different things, though.
That's true. I mean, different like, things. So Jacob, our sort of head of content now, he's doing a lot of stuff that like, I'm not even totally sure. Like, cause in the beginning, like we showed him our process for editing the audios and, you know, how we like the videos edited and all that kind of stuff and showed him the basics of how we'd always done it. And then within a few months, he was, you know, going and buying books on the processes and watching YouTube videos and listening to podcasts himself on the topic. And now he's basically teaching us. Like he's basically saying, here's how I'm editing these days. Yeah. Here's how I'm creating the videos. Here's some stuff I'm testing. And we're just like, this is freaking awesome. Like, I love hearing that he's going and doing stuff like and learning and sort of taking what we've like originally created, the initial like bones, and going, all right, cool. Hmm. They created this foundation for me. Now let me learn how to make it even bigger.
We're being leaders, Matt.
Is that what a leader does?
I think we're being business owners as well.
Yes.
You know?
I like it.
Yeah. We're
and coming, content creators, because we still like creating content.
That's fun. Yeah. That's our thing. But yeah, man. I mean, it's I'm very happy to have great people around us that understand the vision or the direction and go with our crazy punches and these weird things that we end up doing.
Yeah.
Like, because we don't know a lot of the stuff that we're doing for sometimes, but it's like, it's really cool to have people around us that trust us and trust each other and trust everything we're doing to actually do this amazing. So yeah. It's having amazing people. Thank you, amazing people on our team, all of y'all.
You rock.
And everyone listening too and supporting us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
For them. It's for them.
Getting
it's
the applause that you deserve.
Not us. Yeah. Making us feel weird. Yeah. So thank you. But yeah, I mean, got to have great people. Systems. Systems are things that, you know, obviously we got to have those to help us just, again, release the mental load on everyone. Because mm-hmm. I'm constantly thinking about our team too and the mental load there. Like we recently, you know, Jacob was amazing to outline everything he does in his processes. And I don't know how many pages it was. I want to say 30. I don't think it was actually 30. That would be ridiculous. But it looked like
it
that detailed. Yeah. And it's just insane. I'm like, that's a lot of mental stuff going on, you know, and a lot of it is probably automatic. But the idea is we want to kind of take that off of everyone's minds,
yeah.
Put it into a nice system that works.
100%. It's that's all going into ClickUp.
Yeah, hopefully it works. So.
And then Jacob's going to transfer his brain into the editors that we bring on because mm-hmm. as content manager, he gets to start sort of backing himself out of doing a lot of the day-to-day start managing some of the people underneath him. So
that's next. That's the chapter.
That's the next chapter. The next chapter.
We're looking for, Steve Dale, shout out. Thanks for helping us out here on the hunt. But I'll throw it out there since we're still just kind of navigating the waters. But YouTube editors, we're on the hunt mm-hmm. for someone to help out on that front. There's some cool stuff we have in mind on the YouTube side of things.
Yeah, we're going to do stuff like chopping giant water balloons from space.
Are we? How are we getting to space? Paintball balloons.
Yeah.
Will that make it through the atmosphere?
Well, you just go right below where space starts and drop it from there.
So where? What's his face jump
gonna,
from?
We're gonna make viral videos about paintball balloons and stuff.
Where'd that come from?
We're just gonna turn ourselves into Mr. Beasts.
But be different?
No.
The old guys.
He's figured out.
That
just do what he's done.
YouTube.
Just do what he's done.
He's like young 20s or something.
We're gonna start a burger company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just follow his footsteps. I mean, it's. If you're thinking what the what's the star business concept, don't you just have
star
to be
principle.
Like star principle, Richard Koch and Perry Marshall was tossing it. You don't need to. You can always be just like one of the two competitors of the lookalikes over here, and you'll be just fine. We'll probably have a lot of fun. We don't need
although
to be.
Although I have
the
a
top,
feeling there's a lot more than two competitors trying to do what Mr. Beast is doing.
That's
right
totally
now.
Us. It's just us. Us. We are
no, but we are looking for editors to help with some of our interviews. We'd like to make some of the interviews even more creative with like B-roll and you know, cut them up into like almost like mini documentaries is how we've described it. So you're getting this cool content from our guests, but then the video version of it is like explained almost like a documentary with B-roll and
you exciting
know, behind the scenes kind of stuff.
And that'll be for interviews. So from you know our guest interviews probably primarily, but also maybe us doing some tutorial type video that's cool and engaging. Like mm-hmm. It's kind of cool because we're looking at our ThriveCart YouTube channel. You should go check it out if you're interested in making more money with your website and process. Yeah. Whatever. Just check it out.
ThriveCart's a cool tool anyway. If you don't have
cool
it
tool.
Yet, you should go get it. Get ThriveCart.com.
Bam. Mm-hmm. So check out the, if you YouTube search ThriveCart, we will show up there and you'll see one of our faces and it's like the 6 minute, build a sales cart in 6 minutes, something like that. And I just got this idea to like, hey, let's put a timer on the screen and freaking go build a sales page. Good. You know, and I was able to do that. It took a
he looked
while.
Like that when he did it too. Watch the video. You'll see.
You got to see it. It's probably linked below. But but that is our best performing YouTube video on that channel. Mm-hmm. We have some with more views, but you know, we ran some ads and all that stuff. But this one actually has gotten picked up. But it's interesting because it's kind of edited in a way, very crappily by me, but it wasn't someone else, so I could say my work was kind of crappy.
I was just laughing at the word crappily.
Crappily, yeah. But I think it was holding engagement better. Like, I want to dig more into it, but it was one that was generating more subscribers. It was
generating more traffic. We just got to start throwing timers on everything.
I mean, maybe it's not a countdown, count up. Yeah, but I mean, that was... I don't know. It was really cool to see that because that's kind of what we want to do here, but in a much more polished way.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice. It's working over there, but you'll see more of that here. If you know any YouTube editors or people that can kind of pull off that kind of thing, let us know.
Yeah.
Info, write in at info@evergreenprofits.com.
Yeah. Say, hey, Sue, got if you are an editor yourself and you are writing in, maybe, you know, send a link or two to some of the videos you've edited so we can
preferably
take a peek.
Yeah. Yeah. But
that'd be cool.
What else? Anything else?
Well, we're going to be doing these a lot more often. So if we think of anything, we'll do it in the next episode.
I like that idea. Next episode. We have a great... Wait, yeah, let's shout out them the notes again, the action guides.
Okay. If you go to flowchartgroup.com, you can go and grab the action guide for this episode. You got to do it within 2 weeks of this going live. And if you go to flowchart.com, you also join our Facebook group.
So that is really fast.
That's a 2-for-1. 2-for-1.
Are you not accounting for the people who are listening at 3.5x speed, Matt?
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're not.
Wait.
What would you account for? The 2.5 times speed?
If somebody was one.
No, yeah. I'm just saying.
Oh, slow it down for the people.
Talking for the people that were high speed. They can't hear what the hell you're saying.
Here's what matters.
Okay.
Go to hustleandflowchart.com, fill out the little questions to join our Facebook group, and we will send you the action guides.
Beautiful.
Flowchartgroup.com. Also,
he pulled it off.
I did.
Woo! Hey, look at that. High five without even looking. I'm trusting that you're going to find my hand. You're probably going to slap my face. Ah, that was close.
Fist bump.
I'm going to rip this board off the table. Yeah, fist bump. Clock.
And Easy Webinar.
Yes, our favorite webinar tool and only webinar tool that we use. And
it's one that exists.
You should use it as well as I point at the camera. I hope you're seeing this on YouTube's.
Yeah.
So Easy Webinars, you're all in one platform for everything webinars.
EasyWebinar.com/hustle.
Whoa. They're hooking me up with a fatty discount. I don't know what the percentages are because it's not in front of us.
No.
And we wouldn't tell you anyway because you got to go check it out to see if this thing's actually legit. You know, you can see if it's a real deal. Are we just pulling a fast one on you right now? I don't think so.
I don't think so. EasyWebinar.com/hustle.
That is... For all the folks that are listening on 2 or up speed.
EasyWebinar.com/hustle.
That was beautiful, Matt.
Yeah, now if they listen at 3x speed, that'll just sound normal.
That was the goal. Alrighty, so go check it out. If you're at all interested in webinars or if you want to optimize the stuff you're already doing, go there. EasyWebinar.com/hustle.
One last call to action, actually.
Oh my God. We've already lost everyone.
Yeah. I mean, we've already shot out like 7 links.
What do we got?
Hustleandflowchart.tv is where you can watch the video. So if you're listening on audio and you're like, this sounds fun, I want to see their faces, go to hustleandflowchart.tv and here they are.
Hey, Jacob, take a screenshot. This is for...
Hey! All right. Hopefully that's our thumbnail for the video.
Probably.
Yeah. Use that as the thumbnail, Jacob.
Thank you.
Yay. Okay. Shut up, people.
Yeah. I don't think there's any. If you enjoy the episode, go leave a review. If you did not enjoy it,
don't leave a review.
We're not going to tell you how to get there. So for the folks who want to leave a review, go find the platform of your choice. I think Apple is really the only one you can leave reviews on.
Apple and I think Stitcher.
Oh, Stitcher. Okay. But one of the
people
two.
People actually use Stitcher?
I have no clue. I never go on
if
Stitcher.
If you're listening to this on Stitcher, let us know because I'm curious if people
use
Stitcher.
But with a comment because I'm sure we'll get notified somehow.
Yes. With a comment. Just tell us in the Facebook group. Flowchartgroup.com.
Cool. Yeah, go there. But leave us a review and maybe talk about something you learned and what you liked and what you loved and not what you hated, though.
Yeah, just what you love.
Yeah.
Preferably 5 stars.
Yeah, preferably. But thank you. That will help us help you.
Help us help you.
Somehow. Till next time.
Till next time.
A lot of high fives happening here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Before taking the time to listen, we want to give you something a little bit special. Every single episode that we do, we actually have somebody on our team take notes. We basically have a Cliff's Notes version of every episode where you can go and find all of the tips and tactics that they laid out, all of the resources that they laid out, all the good stuff from this episode. We actually have a nice simple notes version that you can find on our website. So go to evergreenprofits.com, find this episode that you just listened to, and give us your email address and we'll send you the notes. Thanks for listening.
Go get it.
Wiki.